Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, Gloria, God go by. 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 Gloria, Gloria, God go by.
Deeper than a mile, what we're talking about. Taking you on home, cause you're rough in our zone. We'll be setting music on the telephone. Now you know we're not strong. We won't change our tone. We're gonna tell it, tell it.
For me,
when I'm
for me. I wanna say, I thank you for what you've done for me. I never shall forget what you've done for me. Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Hey, how's everybody doing this beautiful, beautiful day?
Oh, yeah.
For Revelations in the house. Woo! In the background, we're just trying to fix some difficulties right here. But when Sophia is in the house, which is Evangelist Joseph Hope, and we got Prophetess Arcus McCray from Inspiration Corner on the air right here. And we just want to say, how's everybody doing?
All right.
He's having some technical difficulties. He's on the location, and his microphone evidently is staticking. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Minister D.
I don't know if you want to call them technical difficulties or the difficulties are just technical. How everybody doing?
Oh, my goodness. Sister Vanna's Peppercorn in the house. How you doing, honey?
Oh, baby.
I'm just trying to figure out what's wrong with people today. Because, see, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Because I'm telling him what I want right now. I want Miss D to come back in with a proper, because all I heard was noise. Now, he's supposed to be on location. Everybody don't never be on location but him. And what is he locating? Can somebody tell me, what is he locating on location?
Well, Sister Peppercorn, for the record, you come on with noise every week, but we don't change your intro, do we? It stay the same every week. Every week it stay the same. But we praise God for you.
Don't do it. This is the air. We own the air. Don't let me act crazy and ugly, because the Lord, my God, been good to me this week. And I'm praising him today to come Sunday and every day. I don't want to have to drag nobody on Sunday. Oh, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Sister Vanda's Peppercorn. How's everybody doing this beautiful, beautiful Sunday, baby? It's going digital. It's been going digital. I tell you, we got also will be joining us today will be Deborah Drinker of Deborah's View. How you doing, Sister Deborah Drinker? Right here. God, say I'm so something. Hello.
All right.
Well, I guess she might not be in the house, so y'all might need to you can check the status. Oh, yeah, we checked it. We got this. We all right. Look here, today we're going to be talking about some crazy stuff. But before we get crazy, we want to say prayer. And after we say prayer, we go into gospel news with Mr. D so we can get this rolling right quick. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and thankful for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us this day.
Yeah.
Father, we ask you to touch all of our listeners today, Lord God, and all their problems and trials and tribulations be wiped away today, Lord God, because they're listening to our broadcast. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch and deliver all of our hosts today and all of their family members, Lord God. Touch and give us godly wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the things in and around us, Lord God, so that we can be great before you and do a best job. And we ask you to continue to uplift us as we go forward on Glorious Gospel Vibes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Praise be to God. That's how Sister Vanda said, praise be to God. They're right. Praise be to God. Anyway, we right here. Let me tell y'all something. Mr. D, go ahead and do what you do, because, see, Sister Vanya's on some more stuff today. So we're going to go ahead on and do a little gospel news, update you a little bit on things going around in the ATL, but we don't want to get too deep. If you get my drift
well,
message. Thank you. Go ahead.
Sister Peppercorn
yeah,
might know these
deep.
People. Sister Peppercorn
what?
Might know these people I'm talking about.
You better hope so.
I like to call this.
So.
I like to call this article high praise. Now,
okay.
apparently, confused by someone who said that they wanted to get to know the Most High, two Georgia women who were trying to lift his name now face felony drug charges after they were arrested by narcotics officers for peddling marijuana edibles at a church event.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
I heard about that. It stole my recipe. Go ahead.
According to WJLA, 28-year-old Ebony Cooper and 26-year-old Leah Presley attended an event hosted by Savannah, Georgia Church. The event featured local entrepreneurs selling their products and was hosted by a vendor outside the church. Now, I guess they were trying to come up with their own scriptures, Marriage of One is
mm-hmm.
2 and 3, about sharing their beautiful gifts of the earth amongst the members of the church. When arrested, apparently someone shouted out, "Weed is good all the time, and all the time, weed is good."
No.
I cannot make this stuff up. I cannot make this stuff up. So, I guess my question is, do we have to give specific instructions on everything? Do we have to give specific instructions on how you should dress before you come to church, or how you should conduct
mm-hmm.
yourself at church, or how you should
mm-hmm.
conduct yourself, or what not to bring on the church property when raising funds at the church? Do we have to go through everything? Do we have to make it in bold print? We can't just put it in fine print no more. We have to make it the size, the font size 22, so everybody can read it and sign it before they come on the property. Do we have to do this, y'all?
Yeah, it seems so.
Well, excuse me, Minister D, what they were having a fundraiser.
Yeah, it was a fundraiser.
They rolled a lot of funds that day.
Look,
well, Sister Vanya, you say he stole your pep, your recipe. Why you had to go back to that? Now see, I slipped out. It slipped out.
Well,
go ahead, Mr.
High lifted up is what they were. They were high lifted up.
They were. Yes, they were. And it was chocolate too, wasn't it? They showed a picture of them on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looked like what they call brownies. Looked like little square brownies, and then it had some decorations on top. She had it really rolling.
Everybody.
There should have been holes in the floor and the side of the wall. They should tore down that church.
They searched the individuals, they said they found about $1,000 worth of cash, weapons.
Huh?
And a whole bunch of more of those edibles.
Wow.
They were planning on making a good bit of money that day.
Oh, this is when they searched the person that was selling it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the people in the congregation?
No, the ones that were selling. You just lift your name on high.
Selling. So what do you know about the recipe, Mr. D?
I don't know nothing about the recipe.
I didn't share it with him. I know who I shared it with. Okay, you better keep your mouth closed, for they be coming knocking on your door.
Due to the grounds that you may, incriminate yourself. Just.
Okay. Well, anyway, let me just play a little something. What'd you say, Prophet?
Sister Peppercorn, she made some. That's the church she go to.
No, that ain't the church I go to, honey. I said, I think I know the lady. I gave somebody my recipe and Well, anyway, let's get that on the down low. I ain't mean to bet. Slipped out. I didn't just say that slipped out.
Well, I know the church shouldn't be hurting for no money. And they say that regularly. The church shouldn't be hurting for no money.
Wow.
Okay, let's do it. Sunday morning, thinking about you. High or low? Troy, love it in the house.
I got family that's gone away. Some forever and some just have gone astray. Times are hard and we all fall today. But I want you to know you're the reason why I walk this way. Now don't take offense when you get a shoe. No mama said rightless, son. Not every lesson you gotta learn from experience. Oh, but I wish we could go back. I wish we could start over. Because I'm missing your smile and sad we can't get no closer, no. Oh, the pain it caused my heart, yeah. To see you behind bars, oh. Oh, the pain it caused my heart. You be on board. I wish you didn't do it. You could be here Sunday morning. I wish you didn't do it. You could be here Sunday morning. Sunday morning. I know I ain't seen you in a bit. Never stop thinking about you or the times we spent. Like playing football in the yard as kids. Yeah, yeah. Again, dressed, looking at best, trying to test, going to skate, thinking we was a dead. Oh, my brother, my sister, you gotta know my heart's here with you. I can't have your back, and that sucks. But that don't mean love gives up. And as for your sons and your daughters, we'll teach them the love of the Father. They'll grow, learn truth, and be strong. Cause it's who they've been all along. And oh, oh, the pain it caused my heart, yeah. See you behind bars, oh. The pain it caused my heart, yeah, yeah, yeah. See you behind bars. I wish you didn't do it. Could be here Sunday morning, yeah. I wish you didn't do it. Whoa, you could be here Sunday morning, Sunday morning. Oh, Sunday morning after the rain. Oh, Sunday morning, the way the sun shines on your face. I'm just thinking about you. Just thinking about you. Just thinking about you. Sunday morning. for the ones that ain't getting out, and 2 times for the ones you ain't seen in a while, and like 1 million for the kids that they had, and another 1 million for their husbands and their wives. Yo, we in here now, but we gotta do better as people. Be your brother keeper and not as preacher. Through all the hate and pain, darling girl, love is a teacher. Bro, I'm trying to reach it, cause I wanna see you Sunday morning.
Ah, whoa, Sunday morning, thinking about you. Troy Lovett in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Hey, how's everybody doing? We've been having a good time. I tell you. You know what, Mr. Deep, Susan Fans is going, she tripping. Now, go and tell them what you said you want to say. No. I do want to know. Mr. Deep, you wasn't here Sunday last week. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And, did you get with the lady with the weed? Did you get with her and y'all make up to all them donuts and stuff? And then you want to come on here and act like you don't know. See, I know what's going on.
Well, if that was the case, I'd have made it enough to where I'd have sold all of them and I'd be on vacation this week. I wouldn't have been on the app. See,
wow.
I'm a strong believer.
No,
you're going
to
do something good.
No, you wouldn't have been. You wouldn't have been. You've been in jail with her. That's where you would have been, in jail.
No. See, she wasn't smart.
Mm-hmm. That's why I believe you. I believe you had something to do with it. But go ahead. Why you say she wasn't smart? Mm-hmm.
You got to plan your attack. I think she didn't properly plan.
There wasn't nothing to do with you. She served the stuff she brought, and that's it. And she went to jail. I mean, what kind of other attack would you have had?
Well, I'm thinking a church event might not have been the right place.
There you go. Oh, I see what you're saying. You wouldn't have did it at the church. That's what you're saying. You would have did it outside of the church.
I'd have went down to the flea market or somewhere, outdoor flea market.
Uh-huh. You would have went on down to the flea market, Elder Minister, dear.
I'm saying, if I were to do something that way, I would try to plan a lot better. I'm a firm believer. If you're going to do something, do it to the fullest.
Okay,
I mean, come on, help me out. Help me out, Elder.
Recipe, so we're just trying to figure out how this is working out. Because one says they recipe, the other one say they didn't have nothing to do with it. They just delivering the news. So... Somebody know a little bit more than they're saying since they got a lot of questions. I ain't calling no name.
My thing is this. If you're going to do wrong, do all the way wrong. Go ahead and get it to the fullest. Don't half step. So I'd have planned the whole lot better to make all that money. Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it halfway. Go hard or go home.
Sister Peppercorn, did you miss some of those brownies?
Yeah, my business is profiting. You profit by. On your word. Don't worry.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Okay, I guess you got lost. Anyway.
Oh. Okay.
Let's get to the topic at hand, please, Jesus. Y'all start talking about drugs, and y'all just get long-winded. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. See, start bringing back some old days that have passed, and start bringing up some old stuff.
Ain't nothing old about cannabis.
The users, you know.
I'm saying,
you know,
though.
I'm assuming.
Coca-Cola says,
the dead has a reason. The dead has a reason. We called you a long time ago, so you in the house now. Uh-huh.
I am.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing
everybody,
okay.
This is Deborah Dew, Deborah Drinker. Praise be to God.
Oh, my.
See, Deborah just sitting back listening to our foolery. That's all. Keep sitting back listening to our foolery.
But stop using my word. I got to bring that up later on. Anyway, now, what's going on with the sexual harassment allegations from women all over the world after 20 to 40 years of, oh, well, now me too. Me too, call on me. What's going on? We're trying to figure it all out. Because now I'm bringing it to the forefront because I'm mad. Because I'm a woman. And not to just throw my business out there, but Look here, I've been healed, delivered, and set free. I done been molested before in my life. I ain't trying to find the man that did it. Because why? It was about, I ain't going to tell y'all my age, but it's been over 50 years. Because, so, if I was going to do it, I can't even remember the details. So why are you coming 20, 40 years later talking about somebody did something to you? Now, since the Harvey Weinstein's accuser has come forward, there has been an explosion of women coming from all around the world saying me too.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Weinstein was accused, and within 1 week, he had been fired from his job, expelled from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Well, I got some money. You can get
brought down to his knees. Mm-hmm. Well, they say you eat what you sow. That's if he did it. But we don't know that. Now, before all this happened, before the Weinstein got into the picture, y'all, the Weinstein son.
I think the only one who really wants to be a Cosby.
Legions of women have felt the need to speak out after 30, 40 years to share their Me Too stories. And it's like an avalanche of female fools, in which we call foolery, see, that's what I want to cover, against high-profile men in the media, in the politics, in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be some acupuncture and repercussions intended. So what's really going on? Y'all, I mean, y'all come see something. Tell me a little something. Where are real women at? Anybody know? Now, for those of your listeners that's listening in, you can give me a call. Call us right now. And I know there's some people on the line. I see them right now. 347-677-0645. You can call in. Let me know what's going down because it's going digital.
All right.
The Bible talks about how a scorned woman or a bitter woman performs. Now, you go to Proverbs 5, 5th chapter, 3 through 6 verse. I want to read a little bit of it because, you know, y'all women are lost your mind. The lips of an immoral woman drip honey like a honeycomb, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter like the extract of wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. And her steps take hold of shoulder. That's the nether world. That's the place of death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that she does not think seriously about the path of her life. Her ways are aimless and unstable. Because women were supposed to be the helper of the male. To uplift him and encourage him and bring him on. And if the male is doing something that he's not supposed to do to you, don't wait. Tell you can't even remember what shirt he had on, what color his underwear was, or none of that. Because you done waited 30, 40 years later to say something. I don't know why women would do that. Can anybody tell me that's on this air right now? Can
anybody?
They
want attention.
You think it's attention or money? Attention or money?
Oh, you know, Gloria, just like you said, we as women, females, back in the day when we were in the work world and office workers and all, we know what that was. Mm. And we accepted it and we dealt with it because it was commonplace. Okay? As long as they didn't put a finger on me, okay, I wanted my job. You know.
Ivan J. What's up, son?
Well, I tell you right now, we're trying to just figure out what's going on with the women. I'm very ashamed of what has been going forward, and they should be themselves, but it seems like it's getting worse and worse. There's people, it's women coming out of the woodwork. There's so many of them, and I believe there should be some type of a law put in place that after a certain length of time, you cannot prosecute these people.
Yes.
You have waited too long.
Yes.
If you went to court, what kind of proof will you have? They can't do no rape kit test on you.
What?
I'm trying to say, I'm just trying to figure it out.
You wouldn't have
to get out of it.
There wouldn't be enough courtrooms to hold all the cases.
Oh,
you know, let's say 20 years should be the limit, and that's a long time.
And I don't mean 20 days.
No, Glo,
I call it 20 days. Well, you got to have time to be able to, do it, a rape kit test. I mean, you got to have some proof. You ain't got no pictures. You got video. Now, if you got a video, good. You in there. So that'll
last. Got that dress?
Huh?
You think Monica Lewinsky still got that dress?
Okay. I mean, I guess they figure since she got away with it, why not?
But you know that was
a whole bunch of food.
That was a plan,
right,
though. That shows you the undermining of the whole situation. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just go and see who we know about Bill Cosby, how they did him like a dog. I think it just was, And why would they pick him so quickly?
Because he wanted to buy NBC.
Okay.
Period. That's why.
Oh, okay. They wasn't in the habit.
They wasn't fixing to have enough money. Number one, enough experience. Number two, and enough nerve to decide he wants to buy a television station. Can you imagine that? They worked overtime. They worked overtime to demean him and disgrace him and dishonor him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a man blind and senile. You put him in prison, what are you going to do?
All right.
Well, right. He ain't not, they know he's definitely not going to remember.
No.
He has senile and blind.
They're going on
he
the thing
even
about
see the woman that he can't even see the woman that accusing him.
He was now when he sat there and said, "Oh yeah, I used to pump them up with Quaaludes, but guess what? I don't think he choked them down at their throats. I don't think that happened."
No.
And how did they end up?
That's the whole picture I'm telling you about. Most of these women put themselves in those predicaments.
Thank you.
Didn't nobody hold a gun to their head. I didn't hear not one of them say that I was held at gunpoint. And,
I just wish one, that Janice Dickinson, now she need to have several seats.
Mm-hmm.
She really do. She really need to have several seats because everybody knows she's been through the wringer, the washer, the dryer, okay, and back again. What the world do she want compensation for? You see,
well,
they
it's so bad. Many, it's so many men at this point. I think it's like almost 40 men, about 36 men, 37 men. That's already. So let me just go over a few names, you know. And why would you think that they would start? Because these are men of power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are men of power. They got money and prestige and all of those things that come with it. And they, like you said, most of them probably just want attention.
Yeah.
Now, Les Moonves.
Oh, baby.
Now, six women accused him. Six of them came out of the woodwork. Bam, 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 bam.
It started with two.
Whoa. And, you know, it's crazy. It's so many that come out from one man, just like they did.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these are additional six women. And that women, it was six women, then additional six women. So what was it, 12? Is it 12 altogether? Let's say additional six women.
Then
he sexually assaulted and sexually harassed them between the 1980s and the 2000s. Wow. That's all they could say. He said, I recognize that there were times decades ago when I may have made some women uncomfortable by making advances. What men don't.
That's
those
what I'm talking
were
about.
Mistakes, and I regret them immensely, but I always understood and respected and abided by the principle that no means no. And I have never misused my position to harm or hinder anyone's career. So.
Well, that's his word.
It's That's what he said.
That's it. That's his word against theirs, you know.
So he ended up resigning and with a $20 million, what was it, $20 million severance pay?
Yes, baby.
Oh, Lord, that's so wonderful. And then I don't know. I don't know. And then you know what it also could be? I wonder if any of these men hire any of these women to do it so that they can get out of being a man of power and just relax with the money that they have.
Well,
you ever thought of that?
That's something to think about.
Let me get out of the limelight. I don't know how to. So maybe I just hire them and say that I did something to them, and then I just resign, get all my money, and get on with my life.
Definitely was prepared. That's the first one I've heard of in all these lawsuits. He was ready.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he had been threatened.
Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone. Now, I don't believe Sylvester did nothing. I just don't. That's my personally. When they first reported that about him, when it was first reported that he actually did something to this person, it was November of 2017. But now the California statutes of limitations for sex crimes ended in 2016. Though that applies only to crimes committed after January 2017, as well as offenses for which the statutes hadn't yet expired by that date. So
that's in California?
Yeah.
You say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how are they getting all these Hollywood people?
I don't know. Now Sylvester was one of the newer ones, so I think they just had to do some research and just kind of figure this out. So,
yeah.
But now the actual incident took place in the 1990s, but it just come, you know, right back in the 1990s. But his response was, well, his attorney said that the actor categorically denies and the allegations, added that Stallone and his accuser had a consensual relationship back in the 1980s. But she didn't say nothing until the 90s.
Well, Bill Cosby said the same thing, but they still trying to crucify him.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
The case is currently being reviewed by the L.A. County Task Force. Yeah. Pray. We got to pray.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah.
So now that I'm messing with your boy, Jamie Foxx. They say, woo, this is a good one here, y'all.
Oh, baby, here it goes.
The woman came forward to accuse the comedian for slapping her in the face, which is private parts. I ain't going to say what it was. After she refused his request for oral sex. I'm throwing it on out there. Y'all talk about me, call me, Roger, whatever you want to do.
It is what it is.
Now, according to the outlet, she went to Las Vegas to the law school about all of this, although the case remained open. The statute of limitations for such incidents in Nevada reportedly expired 3 years ago. And here she comes. So, you know, that's why, you know, what you said about them just wanting attention, that's got to be what it is. Because now, you know, did you do your research before you threw this out there?
It's racism, too. I'm going to put it out there. It's racism. Because this takes me back to the...
Now, Jameson, it never occurred. He don't even know what she... Who? He said he will be filing a report with the Los Angeles Police Department against this woman because it's a false police report against him. It's the first time Jamie said he became aware of this woman of Bruce claims about an incident that supposedly occurred 16 years ago was when TMZ contacted his representatives about the story. He don't even know that woman. He don't even know the woman.
You know who Jamie is now involved with. So once again, this is a racial thing. He got the nerve. You know, because he's been very, very private through his whole career. His personal life don't have nothing to do with his career. So, yeah, they're out headhunting now, you know. But the majority of these allegations are against other races. I'm just going to put that out there. Okay.
Well, it's a little mixture going on here. I don't know if that they mixing it up just to make it look good. I don't know. I don't want to say it's a rip. You know.
What I'm saying.
Because if you look at some of the people that they're saying this, okay, look at Riff Raff. Riff Raff is just what it is, Riff Raff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Be real. Want to be out there. Want to be independent.
Yes.
Want to be known.
This woman here accused her here. Riff Raff raped her in 2013 while she was backstage at a concert. Now, really. Riff Raff at the concert, I mean, he's doing the concert. But she was raped at the concert backstage.
Okay. While she was being a goofy.
But she didn't say it was his concert. She said at a concert. But he had somebody else's concert, I guess. I don't know. But in 2013, she said, raped by a man whose name was Riff Raff, and I was offered a $60 million shot, party shot, and I took the shot. It was Sir, and I immediately asked what it was. Riff Raff and his support act told me that it was cocaine, and started laughing. I don't remember anything after that. I went blank.
So
I blacked out. Look at it. I blacked out, but he raped me. But you blacked out. Okay. There's just so much going on. These demons is real, y'all. They're real. They are real. And they want attention, they want fame, and they want money. God ain't nowhere in this.
Nope.
But it's so many of them right now that it's going through this, and somewhere it has to stop. And the President of the United States of America needs to do something. I just want to throw that out there. I'm through with it because I don't want a little too long. But
what did he do? He already in a suit himself. He trying to kill the woman that's going to testify against him Thursday. He's threatening her every way he can. So he can't do anything. What could he say? He would be a hypocrite. Everybody saying to himself.
Mr. D, you got anything you would like to add to this before we go off? We're getting ready to go into Deborah U and get some more news on what's going on Glorious God.
Well, my thought is this, and I'm not trying to sound but if these women, and this was so much of a traumatic experience, and I'm using the word if. Why we wait 30, 40 years to find out?
But that's what's going on. So,
because what it sounds like is, you know, they don't got hooked up with these people of power and money, and you know they done went in and got high. Going back to this high praise I talked about earlier. And you got to think the drugs that they were using, and they claim they got so messed up on, were the popular drugs of those days.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these stars, they talk about how they used to have these sessions where they just go get high and all this other kind of stuff. So ain't no telling what went on while they were doing all this stuff. So they come back 25, 30 years later saying, well, I was violated. It just doesn't add up.
Right. Well, it's sad. And I've said what I had to say. We're getting ready to go into Deborah's View right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes right here, right now. Thank you all for listening in. Let's do what we do right here.
Right. Oh, good evening. I've got some bad news, but most of all, I've got news for you. First thing I want to do, though, is to congratulate our Tiger Woods because he's finally won.
Yes,
a PGA Tour event for the first time.
LT great.
Team. Okay. I know they're dying about that. They think they had them in the bag, but you can't stop nobody that's good. You just can't do it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to congratulate him for that. Okay. Now, I want to get to something that really stood out to me this week. And this is that thing that you were talking about, Dee. We're talking about the cannabis. And they're talking about, I said, Coca-Cola is discussing infusing drinks with cannabis. See, a lot of this has to do with the medical marijuana, which doesn't have the get high portion in it. but it does help people with arthritis and other things. This is very true. It's been, you know, proven. So you can't knock everything, because truth be told, we had cocaine and Coca-Cola when it first came out. Okay, when it first came out, cocaine was in it. That's why they had to revamp it. So too many people was drinking Coca-Cola and couldn't take it without. Okay? Now, getting back to what you were talking about, Gloria, let's talk about Kavanaugh, this judge who has been appointed by our president. He has been in the news for the last couple of weeks because he has an accuser also. But the funny thing to me is that our president always gets on Twitter and starts at, why are they picking on him? He's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You already know when Trump gets involved, there's something in the milk that's not clean.
Okay? Right.
That's just obvious. But he doesn't get enough. Okay. Now, something else I wanted to get on is, and this really bothered me. You know, when Trump put those disadvantaged, I'll say disadvantaged citizens, well, they're not citizens, but they were members of the United States, when he started to do the wall and decided, well, forget that, I'm just going to go and throw them back over the fence, and the babies can't go, we're going to slap them in a little hole somewhere and hire somebody to feed them and take care of them. The most insidious thing I ever heard of in my life. Okay, but now he decides he wants to move $260 million from the cancer research and the HIV and AIDS research and other programs to cover the custody of immigrant children that he put in those camps. Go figure. Okay. Yeah. Now, he's also involved in that lingering stench in the FBI and the Department of Justice. Just got to keep watching and keep listening, because it's all going to come out in the wash. It always does. You don't have enough Clorox. You don't have enough Tide to wash away that damage that he's done to this country. It'll come out. Okay? And also,
we have 5 minutes, Steve.
Pardon me?
We have 5 minutes.
Okay.
We're running short in time.
All right. Now, also, I want to talk about Walmart. Y'all better leave Walmart alone. Okay? No, serious business. They are in a trade war right now. Their prices increase. It's all for their own advantage. Those little so-called rollback prices, no. They rolling back all right on my foot. Okay? And I'm saying, ouch. It's no such thing. Okay? But all in all, we just have to keep our eye on the news now, because there's a lot of things going on day to day. I want to say once again, my heart goes out to the refugees, the people who have been hurt and just lost their homes and everything in Florence and other parts of North Carolina. I'm glad that some of the people in the politics and some people in sports have decided, like our Michael Jordan, he did donate $2 million, you know, to help them.
Right.
Also, we need to go back to our thing with Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is a property of the United States. And I'm so tired of trying to demean the damage that has happened. You see, he wanted to just say there wasn't but 600 and something people. He lied. They have yet to know of how many people are still destitute. Suicide has become the number one thing over there right now. Because there's still people who don't have water. There's still people who don't have light. In this year, 2018, seriously, we can go across the whole country, the whole globe, and help other countries. We can't help our property? Let's guess why. Huh? Let's just look at that. We got to speak up, people. We got to speak up. We got to talk up. We got to protest. We got to say something.
Yes,
if you
we
don't,
do.
Don't do nothing. Okay. That's all I got to say for today. You know.
Okay.
And, thank you for listening. and I'll be back next week with something even juicier.
Yes. Oh, yes, sir. Right there, Devil View in the house. That's that solid peak. Bringing it out. Beat me on the head with it. Please listen. Please get it together. We need to help Puerto Rico so bad. That is so good that she brought that to the forefront, because it is time to say something. We can't be quiet on this one, y'all. We can't do it. Can't do it. Right here, we're coming at you, inspirational house right here, Kona in the house. We got it going on. I tell y'all, it's all info today. Info today.
Inspiration.
Good evening. I'm Prophetess Arcus McQuaid, and I'm going to hit it, and I hope that you all get it. My title today is The Word, the Bible, the Word of God, called the Scripture. It's the book of ages. It endures forever. Psalms 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. The grass withered, the flowers faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." Praise God. The word is food for our soul. We need food to grow and develop. We need the word to grow and develop spiritually. "And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. Neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. How great are thy words unto my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me joy and rejoicing in my heart, for I was called by thy name." Praise God. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scriptures are given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Y'all, we talking about the word of God, the Bible. Praise God. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. The word is like a light in a dark place. Praise God. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart, and commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light into my path. The entrance of their word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple loved ones. The word, loved one, is loved by the saints of God. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. The law of thy mouth is better than me, than thousand of gold and silver, loved ones. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Mighty is his influences, the power of the word. It's a devouring flame. Wherefore, thus said the Lord of God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my word in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. The word is like a crushing hammer, praise God. It's life-giving force, praise God. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bones. The word is saving power, praise God, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. It's a defensive weapon. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It's a proven, loved one. It's a proven instrument, praise God. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder and the soul of the Spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And also, loved ones, the word is a blessing to those of you that reference it. It is pure, praise God. Seeing ye have no pure your souls in disobeying the truth through the Spirit and to the unfringed love of the brethren, loved ones, the word is authentic to the divinity of Christ. These are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believe you might have life through his name. The word is hope to men, praise God, and it gives knowledge of eternal life, praise God. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Loved ones, remember, the word, the Bible, the scripture, the law is the book of ages that endures forever. I'm Prophetess Arkis McRae. I love you. I'll see you next week, same time and the same place. I'm out of here. God bless you.
Praise be to God. That is Inspiration Corner with Prophetess Arkis McRae right here on Glorious Gospel Vibe. We want to thank you all for being on the radio broadcast. We'll see you right back here next week, same time, same place, right here. We'll see you then. Say goodbye, everybody. We love you.
Goodbye. We love you. God bless you. Inspiration Corner.
Have a beautiful week.
Home, cause you're rough in our zone. We'll be setting music on the telephone. Cause you know we're not strong. We won't change our tone. We're gonna tell it, tell it. Telephone, as you know we're not strong. We won't change our tone, we're gonna tell it.